At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
Yeah, I see you seem a little tired. Here, a little run down. What's going on?
A little tired. Oh, we had an incident in the house last night, so I got to bed at midnight.
Tell us all about it. Don't leave out anything. What happened?
Well, my husband's probably going to kill me for sharing this story, but last night I was getting ready to go to bed at like 9:30, and he's like, oh my God, I need your help. I need to find something. I'm like, what? And so he has this retainer that for his snoring. We've talked about his snoring, poor guy.
Hold on a second.
I know.
Can we just pause for 1 second?
Poor dog.
Can we just pause to appreciate, like, you just throw that out there.
Yeah.
That he's got a snoring problem and he has to wear an appliance.
Yeah, we've talked about it. Okay. The poor guy. I mean, he knows. But anyway, he has this snoring appliance that's, by the way, not covered by insurance. That's several thousand dollars.
Well, didn't Gracie eat one?
Gracie ate one.
Yeah.
And then we got it replaced.
Yeah.
And it's like a few thousand dollars. Like, it's not cheap. So he was in a flop spot.
I would be too.
Yeah, and I'm the finder in my house of all things.
He's good about wearing it every night, it sounds
every
like.
Every night.
It's a thing that he uses every single day.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And it's in a case, a blue case. And it's usually right on his nightstand or it's in our bathroom.
Okay.
And he never, I mean, there's really no reason for him to take it outside of that area. So last night he's like, I can't find it anywhere. And I'm like, well, you must have, like, maybe you took it out downstairs. And it's, so anyway, long story short, he and I tear the entire house apart from 9:30 until 10:37 last night.
Working for this thing.
I mean, we stripped the bed because I was like, maybe you took it out.
Tucked into the sheets. It's, yeah.
Because I was like, you know, just subconsciously, you might have ripped it out in the middle of the night. And it's just in a weird place. We opened every drawer. We moved beds. We moved furniture. We stripped the bed. Everything. We went through the trash. We went through everything.
Did he retrace his steps from whenever the last time he wore it? Like, did he pretend that when he was waking up? What did he do?
And then there was the insinuation. It was.
I
know what this is going to be.
It was this. I said, I don't know. He goes, well, I never take it out of this room.
In other words, you must have done something.
Yeah.
I'm like, what reason would I have to carry around your retainer?
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Never. But he kept going, well, I know I don't ever move it.
So
He puts it in this case, like a thing,
right on his nightstand. And that's the extent of the travel of this thing. Right next to the bed, goes in his mouth in the morning.
And he had it yesterday morning. Mm-hmm. Like, he wore it that night. So it couldn't have left the house.
Is the case still there?
Yes, we have the case. The empty case.
So the metal rack of...
Well, it's just a plastic thing. But
somewhere randomly.
What about the dog?
Well,
maybe the dog took it.
That's what we were thinking. Maybe the dog ate it. But the dog wouldn't be able to, like...
consume the whole thing.
Right.
Maybe half of it's out in the snow.
At least a hunk of chewed plastic somewhere.
Yeah. Or,
and we couldn't even find that.
I have a suggestion. Maybe she took it. Maybe he left the case open and she pulled it out.
And went outside with it.
And it's in the snow. If it's in the snow, I'm sorry.
No.
You'll find it next spring when it all melts.
It might be there.
And it's white.
Frozen.
Hey, what's this?
It's white.
Oh, I know what that is.
Go outside. I bet it's in the snow. No. That's my guess. And if it is...
Oh dear God! Oh dear God!
Well, if we pin this on Gracie, you win.
Yeah.
But you also lose because it's your dog, Tom's. Like, it's your.
It was my idea to get a dog.
It'll be your dog today.
And by the way, once I went to bed, he was angry at me because I said it was like 10:37. I go, I have to get up at 3:30. I have to go to bed, and he was. Like, kind of mad that I was giving up the fight.
Yeah.
Like, he kind of looked at me
it's
like...
10:30. What am I supposed to do?
I know. Like, sort of like... And I was like, I got to go to bed.
Because you're the finder.
Because I'm
that's
the finder.
Why. Because Stephen will say to me, I know that you know where I'll put it.
Did you have to swear a blood oath that today when you get home... You'll look around the house for it or something like that. You know.
No, but when I was laying in bed, there was some slamming of drawers and doors.
That's the best.
Oh, while you were still in bed, he was up still.
Oh yeah. Oh, he stayed up until
that's
midnight.
That's the aggressive. Like, fine, I'll just
go to
myself.
Bed, but you're not getting any sleep till I go to bed.
Exactly.
Oh yeah, I love
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
Well, so the thing is still missing.
Still missing. and the case of the missing retainer.
I'm going to say you should give it a good faith effort to look around. You know what would be awesome? If you spend some time looking around the house today, and it would be awesome if you find this thing, but if you found some other thing that you were looking at, you were looking for, it'd be kind of cool to go, well, I didn't find it, but I did find this.
But I did find this, yeah. You know? Like my earbuds are missing, so maybe I'll find those.
Are they?
Yeah.
Okay, well.
A lot of missing things in the O'Rourke house, yeah.
Oh, God. Let us know if you want to come over and help search up and down 5 Blueberry Lane.
Oh, I know. It's all my fault.
625. Morning Magic.